It's a chilly winter day in the northern New York town of Denmark. Kevin Sullivan strides into the barn where his 60 cows munch quietly on their day's feed.
In the wintertime, we're pretty much conventional farmers.
On conventional farms, cows stay in the barn all year long. The farmer trucks hay and grain into the barn to feed them. But Sullivan is a grazer. His cows munch on pasture grasses from April to October. And when they're inside for winter, he dries the cows off for a couple months. That means they don't give milk until they start calving in the spring. Sullivan says he first read an article about what's called seasonal dairying 10 years ago.
I started thinking about it then, and I kind of ran it past my wife, and she laughed at me and said, you know, it'll never work.
The problem with the seasonal system is dairy farmers are used to relying on their monthly milk check to pay bills. No milk, no check. That took some getting used to.
The first year was kind of scary, but because you don't really have any income for a couple months in the wintertime. But after we made it through that first year, I knew it was going to work pretty good.
The reason it works is outside. Sullivan zips up his jacket and walks out to the barnyard. Unlike most farms, there's not much mud, just acres of thick green grass peeking through a dusting of snow.
Once you get a sod built up like this, you can keep your cows out here. I mean, the cows could be out here today and they're not going to hurt this pasture at all.
Grazing is the key to seasonal dairying. You time when your cows give birth to calves and produce their best milk to coincide with spring and early summer. That's when pastures grow the most nutritious grass. Sullivan says it's a cow's natural cycle.
Cows were made to eat grass. A lot of people kind of forgot about that, I guess. But I would say the two biggest things that harm a cow is grain and concrete. And a lot of guys push grain and the cows are on concrete all the while. But by kicking the cows outside and letting them be on the sod and letting them eat the grass, you can get rid of about 90% of your cow problems.
In the pasture, they're less susceptible to foot diseases than cows in a muddy barnyard. And because grazing cows roam many acres, their manure is spread naturally and fertilizes the land. A grazing farm typically has less erosion, uses fewer pesticides, and is less polluting to nearby creeks than a conventional farm, where cows are confined to a small area and the farmer has to dispose of tons of manure. The method is easier on the animals and the land, and often easier on the farmer's wallet, too. A study by the American Farmland Trust finds seasonal dairying can be an economically viable alternative to conventional farming, especially for small farms like Kevin Sullivan's. But only 1-2% of farms in the U.S. are seasonal. Brian Petrucci directs the American Farmland Trust Farm Division.
At some point in the last 20 years, it was decided that the only way to farm in this country was to get big or get out.
Under the tutelage of ag school extensions, farm herds have swelled from the hundreds to the tens of thousands. State and federal environmental agencies have had to create new regulations to contain all the waste the farms generate. At the same time, thousands of small farms have gone out of business. Petrucci says seasonal dairying can help reverse the trend, but it's slow to catch on, in part because the agriculture industry, the companies that supply the farmers, often doesn't benefit.
Dairy grazers and others who are operating at a smaller scale are not the consumers of feedstuffs and farm supplies and farm equipment that the larger farmers are.
There's another reason, says Pete Barney of the Cornell Cooperative Extension in St. Lawrence County, New York. It's rooted in dairy history in this country.
Milk plants, milk companies wanted a year-round constant supply of milk. So now farmers bred animals, so they were coming in periodically through the whole year so they could keep kind of a constant flow of milk going.
A different system can work on a large scale. Brian Petrucci says in some countries, all dairy farms are seasonal in grazing operations. Back on the Sullivan farm, Kevin Sullivan says seasonal dairying is also good for his family. The 2 months off from milking means more time for his kids. Even a vacation, a rare thing among dairy farmers.
Farming is it's a daily grind, and most people get locked into it, and they don't realize, you know, that there is something besides going to the barn and doing chores every day, and it's really kind of opened up our life a little bit to enjoy our hobbies in the wintertime at least.
Sullivan's business is good. He's invested in an ice cream factory with some neighbors. He says thanks to grazing and seasonal dairying, his fields are clean and green, his cows are healthy, and his farm is thriving when so many other small farms are up for sale. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm David Summerstein.